Hello, this is DK Singh. Welcome to Politically Correct. In this episode, I'm going to put a question to all of you. Is our Prime Minister Narendra Modi losing touch with the ground reality? I just thought about this while watching Accidental Prime Minister. That's the film based on a memoir by Dr. Sanjay Baru, former media advisor to then Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. So that book is titled The Accidental Prime Minister. That's a 2014 book, and then there was a film made where Dr. Manmohan Singh's role is played by Anupam Kher, and I think Sanjay Baru's role is being played by Akshay Khanna, if I'm not wrong. I was watching it all over again, and then suddenly this dialogue comes where Dr. Manmohan Singh tells his media advisor, Dr. Sanjay Baru, you look, and I'm just turning to my right. I know some of you had some problems with me turning to the right in our last time, who I was looking at. Actually, I'm looking at my laptop, which is kept right here. So I'm just trying to quote some dialogues from that movie where Dr. Manmohan Singh is telling Sanjay Baru, PM ki kursi jameen se dur kar deti hai. Sirf files, ministers aur bureaucrats nazar aate hain. Mujhe har khabar chahiye Sanjay, bina kisi dar ke, bina kisi ummeed ke. Basically what he was saying is that the Prime Minister's chair somehow distances you from the ground reality. You just keep looking at the files, the ministers and bureaucrats. So Dr. Manmohan Singh was telling his media advisor, you know, I want all information without any fear or without any expectations from me. Why this dialogue struck me was, you know, we have seen what is happening in West Bengal today. So we have seen how the Prime Minister visited West Bengal for a cyclone review meeting. BJP says that West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee boycotted the meeting. She skipped the meeting. It was a huge disrespect to the Prime Minister. Mamata Banerjee says that, you know, she got late because of the protocols about the Prime Minister's security. Her helicopter was not allowed to take off from wherever she was for 20 minutes. And then when she reached Kalaikundra Air Base, she had to wait for 5 minutes for security clearance. And that's how she got late there. But then, there is politics, of course. Between these versions, there are certain facts which neither side is contesting. Fact is, the Prime Minister's office had decided a day before the Prime Minister's visit, that a leader of the opposition, Shubhendu Adhikari, Mamata Banerjee's ex-lieutenant, I would say, who had switched over to the BJP before the election, and in fact went on to defeat Mamata Banerjee in Nandigram. So, and he is the leader of the opposition in the West Bengal Assembly today. The PM who had decided to invite him to the cyclone review meeting. That was the first, in fact. Never in the last seven years of Narendra Modi's rule, and even in case of his predecessors, whenever you have such disaster relief meetings, leaders of opposition are not really called. It was a first. Of course, the BJP argues that it was happening for the first time when leader of opposition was invited, and that obviously put off Mamata Banerjee. And that was the reason she landed there. She claims, if the Prime Minister in West Bengal and the CM is wanting a one-on-one meeting with the Prime Minister, she has to wait for 1 hour. Again, we don't know the facts. These are claims, counter-claims. So she enters that conference room, submits a report, and leaves it. Leaves the room. They're not attended review meeting. None of the officials of the West Bengal government even make any presentation there. Now, there are two versions. Again, just to summarize, one version is she boycotted the meeting, she showed disrespect to the Prime Minister. Another version is that, you know, that the center was also playing politics, that Mamata was informed about the meeting just a day in advance, and she already had some pre-scheduled engagements, still she wanted to reach there. She got delayed because of security protocol. And then the fact that, you know, the leader of the opposition was invited there without her consent, which never happened in the past. So, because she had to go somewhere and she just submitted her report and left. Fact is, see, the fact that if the Prime Minister is visiting your state, you just, even if something, you feel kind of offended, something has not been done as per the protocol, you think, and you think that the leader of the opposition has been invited to spite you, probably, if you may think like that. But as the Chief Minister, you have to show some courtesy. If the Prime Minister of the country is in your state, you have to be there, you have to attend his meeting. So that is inexcusable, of course. But then Mamata Banerjee's version also, it has not been. She has her points, having said what I said, that it was inexcusable. The fact is, her claims have also not been rebutted by the center about secret delay, about last minute invitation to Subhendu Adhikari to attend that meeting and all these things. Both sides have their points. Why I'm talking about those details, it has triggered a controversy, of course, but why I'm coming to that accidental, to that reference to accidental Prime Minister is, you know, there's something wrong, because we saw all these things happened on Friday, last Friday, and we saw a series of tweets by top BJP leaders and central ministers. And what was disconcerting was, see, there was nothing wrong in feeling outraged. Of course, everybody would feel outraged if anybody had shown disrespect to the Prime Minister. But there was a pattern to the union ministers' tweets. Everything was, all they were saying seemed to be coming from a common word stock. So if you look at their tweets, and I'm citing some words which happened to come in all these tweets by all different ministers, although they tweeted at different times on Friday, in the afternoon, in the evening, late in the evening, but the words were the same, and I'm quoting the words. So say if Amit Malviya, the BJP IT cell chief, at 1:20, that was an hour before that Kalaikunda review meeting was to happen, Amit Malviya tweeted, he talked about how it was Mamata Banerjee was at her petulant best, and it was petty politics. Well, 8 hours later, Smriti Irani also tweets, she's talking about Mamata Banerjee's petulance and petty politics, the same thing. So if, and then again, Subhendu Adhikari, for instance, around 6 o'clock, he tweeted how it was a dark day in, I just will read it out to you. He was saying it was a dark day in India's long-standing ethos of cooperative federalism. Well, Prakash Javadekar, again, a few hours later, Prakash Javadekar says it was a black day. He's also talking about cooperative federalism, constitutional values. Then you have JP Nadda. If Subhendu Adhikari is talking about, you know, how the principle of cooperative federalism is held sacred by the Prime Minister, which has been violated, of course, JP Nadda is repeating the same thing. So you look at Amit Shah's tweet, you look at Dharmendra Pradhan's tweet, all these ministers tweeting the same stuff. What surprises you is, if the Prime Minister of the country has been shown disrespect, and if union ministers are feeling so strongly about it, you would expect some spontaneity. I mean, you don't script an outrage. You feel outraged, you write. But you look at their tweets, and as I said, all the words, everything is coming from the same word stock. That tells you there is no spontaneity as such. It's all scripted. And that actually makes you think that, you know, it's a kind of microcosm of how, I would say, independent, constructive thinking, creative thinking is fast eroding in this government. Everything is scripted. You cannot even feel outraged simultaneously. And if you look at these ministers, we have talked about their role in the government earlier also. They may be trying to show their relevance by these tweets, be as it may. But somehow, if you look at their tweets, their statements, their interviews every day, read them. It's the same opposition bashing, singing paeans of the Prime Minister, talking about all great things happening around, talking about national security, trying to bring in China and Pakistan into the debate. Basically, all sound and fury signifying nothing. They don't really tell you what they're going to do next and what we should be looking forward to in future when it comes to our interest as citizens. But that's what the ministers are. I mean, that's what we have got today. But the thing is, they seem to have created a kind of make-believe world even for the Prime Minister. Otherwise, you know, Narendra Modi, who was chosen as the Prime Minister of the country by crores of people in the country, he knew the pulse of the people. So in 2016, you know, we so-called political analysts, when we were thinking that demonetization was such a disaster, it was such an irrational move, he knew what people wanted. And we saw in the next elections in UP and others. I'm not saying he does not know now, but what I'm referring to, the Dr. Manmohan Singh's comment in that film, that PM ki kursi satta se dur kar deti, zameen se dur kar deti hai. This is something to ponder over, because, you know, knowing who Modi was, and I'm sure he still is, I hope he remains the same, You know, you would not expect him to allow his ministers to play politics. You would rather expect him to deploy all these ministers to different states and go and work for the people, try to mitigate their sufferings. So, you know, you must have heard his Mann Ki Baat on Sunday. Instead of acknowledging the hundreds of deaths that happened because of shortage of oxygen, he was talking about, you know, how India had ramped up its production of liquid oxygen 10 times without even acknowledging the deaths. That was not the Prime Minister we knew. So something had changed, and that was why I had to go back to that dialogue about, you know, how the Prime Minister's chair could distance you from the ground reality. Is that happening? That's a big question. Chief Minister speaking against at least half of India's chief ministers speaking against the center, taking jibes at the Prime Minister. All of you recall how Hemant Soin, the Jharkhand chief minister, basically dismissed the Prime Minister's call to him. How Uddhav Thackeray said that his aerial survey in Gujarat was just a kind of photo opportunity. You have seen what Mamata Banerjee is saying, and still you see the Prime Minister talking about or lauding Team India. Somehow it did not gel. Anyway, so coming back to the point about power actually disconnecting you with the ground reality. What I would say is, and again I am going back to my laptop to tell you, so let me explain it first. When we are talking about, when I'm quoting what Dr. Manmohan Singh said in that real life to Dr. Sanjay Babu, I'm not trying to draw any comparison between the two. Of course, Modi has been a man of the masses. Manmohan Singh could never win a single election. So there is no comparison as such. What I'm driving at is, probably the message there in what he said in the film or what he is, where he was quoted in the book also, the message should not get lost. That you should be knowing what is happening on the ground. So when you have all your ministers trying to create a make-believe world, you should know there is something going wrong on the ground, because the ministers have not won the election. You have won the election. They are just, you know, they are the beneficiaries of your popularity. So you should be there on the ground. And at this point, I would say, you know, when we talk about Kalaikonda controversy, you know, there is this positive point also. In fact, that should be made an example for him to move further. You know, when people are very critical that, okay, you have gone to the cyclone hit areas because, you know, one is like home state, and the next two states, you are the principal opposition party where you have big political ambitions. What about crores of people fighting on two fronts on the ground? Coronavirus and the government apathy. I mean, the Prime Minister cannot just turn his head away. Well, I will look at it after a year. For the last 1 year, you know, you would expect that if the Prime Minister is going to Gujarat and West Bengal and Odisha, we would have expected him to hit the ground earlier. Just imagine, last year during the first wave of the pandemic, Amit Shah visiting LNJP Hospital in Delhi. How it had changed the AAP government's role here. Suddenly AAP had swung into action. I would say probably, despite the controversy that had erupted in West Bengal, merits, demerits, I don't know, I'm not going into that. I'm saying it's a good model. There is nothing wrong about inviting the leader of the opposition or opposition leaders in a disaster-related meetings. Why should just the chief minister be there? Let the opposition leaders also talk with the Prime Minister about what was going wrong or what was going right and what they had to suggest. Just imagine the Prime Minister visiting every state capital, taking the Chief Minister, opposition leaders along, visiting some major hospitals, or even making surprise visits to, say, primary health centers or community health centers in the remote districts, just to see what kind of problems people were facing, whether there are any issues with the, you know, with the medical facilities, what was going wrong. So imagine the kind of impact it will have. Just think of, you know, the Prime Minister visiting Ghazipur or Baksa, where we have been seeing all these bodies floating in the river. We have seen bodies being buried. Just the Prime Minister visiting there with Yogi Adityanath, or say the Prime Minister going to Bihar, visiting Darbhanga Medical College and hospital, which is a complete mess. Just imagine the Prime Minister going there with Nitish Kumar on tow and other opposition leaders with him. The kind of impact it will have in transforming the facilities that are totally absent there. Everything would change completely. And look at the political optics it will make. We have just been wondering why the Prime Minister has not gone out, why he should be staying indoors and just taking virtual meetings. If you can go to West Bengal to hold a cyclone review meeting, why not to other states? For the last 1 year, everybody has been crying on the ground that there are no facilities available. Take all the opposition leaders together with the Chief Minister. Mamata Banerjee may have her reasons, but it's a good beginning. If the Prime Minister were to replicate it in every state in terms of COVID review meeting, it will go a long way in changing the situation on the ground. And that will be the Prime Minister crores of Indians voted for. That's all from me in this episode of Politically Correct. Thanks for watching.